I found a bunch of today I learned.
Ooh, I love those.
Okay, these are fun facts that I found out that, you know, in school, they didn't teach us this stuff.
No.
And they should have.
Yeah.
Because I went, wow, that is interesting. It's going to make my day a little bit brighter.
Exactly. Like,
a school principal once made a student who gotten into trouble go to the basement and read the U.S. Constitution as punishment. That student committed the Constitution to memory as a result, and it was Thurgood Marshall.
No!
Who went on to become the first Black Supreme Court justice.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Wow, what a way to turn a terrible situation into something awesome.
Made him go to the basement, read the Constitution, and he became a justice.
Now that's how to punish a kid.
Today I learned Suzanne Travers is the only woman ever to serve in the French Foreign Legion, waited until she was 91 to write her book so everybody she mentioned would already be dead.
Oh, so smart. Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't you want to do that? Like all the celebrities that we've had on the show, like all the terrible ones.
Oh, yeah. When they die, we're going to write all about them. Oh, when you die.
Tell all.
When you die, can you imagine the book I'm going to write?
Oh, yeah. There's that, too.
You better put it in your will that anybody can sue me for coming out.
Posthumously.
And tell all your stories because I got. Chapters.
Oh no, I will have a revenge book ready to go upon my death. I'll be like, avenge me.
If Anthony comes out with a book, release this. Yeah, your book will be much better.
True.
In 2014, four tenants refused to move out of their homes when developers wanted to create one of the most exclusive apartment buildings in Manhattan. Eventually, they all received huge payouts. The last one waited until he received $17 million.
Oh, my God. You know, you hear about that all the time in New York City. Landlords buying out people so they can sell the building. Mm-hmm. And usually they start at like $10,000. I know somebody that once got $30,000 for an apartment. Can you imagine holding out until you get $17 million? Mm-hmm. That building is obviously worth a lot of money.
While it's like I always said, God ain't making more land. So if you sit
especially
on,
not in Manhattan. Manhattan's tiny.
Right. So if you sit on that piece of land, they're going to have to buy you out or they're going to wait till you die. One of the two.
Right.
You know, if they want it really bad. Ancient Egyptians would shave off their eyebrows when their cat died and shave off all their body hair, including their head, when their dog died to mourn it until it grew back.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
I think you should. In 2003, two men who weren't even licensed pilots stole a parked Boeing 727 from Luanda International Airport. Okay. Neither of the men or the plane have ever been found.
Wow. How do we not know about? See, that's a today I learned.
They didn't teach you this in school. So now you know. Today I learned ninjas would carry crickets or cicadas to disguise their sound when they needed it.
Oh, so you would hear crickets.
Right.
You're instead like, of a ninja.
What's that? Oh, it's just
a cricket. We're good.
Yeah. Oh, there's a throwing star in my forehead now. I thought it was a cricket the whole time.
That cricket can really throw.
Today I learned when Prohibition was enacted in the U.S., it took less than an hour for the first documented violation to happen.
It's supposed to take that long.
We don't want you to drink anymore. Oh, look, we got the first arrest.
It's only later. Because the guy lived an hour from the liquor store.
And that's what I learned today.